thunderstorms in the afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with highs into the mid-80s. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy, once again highs into the mid-80s. The weather again this hour, it's brought to you by KOAL, bargainbin.com.
News Talk KOAL's Jordan Buscarini covers all the pros and lots more, like high school and college teams.
Straight away three ball. Good! Phillip Winston with the top of the key.
These are the sports that are closest to home. When you've got a guy like Jordan, you can cover it all. Drive Time Sports.
Here we go, here we go!
Weekdays from 4 to 5 on News Talk, 103.9 FM, 7:50 AM, KOAL.
Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up at the buzzer. Banks it in! Ha-ha! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA final.
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports. KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. Jordan Buscarini alongside Travis Anderson. Happy as always to be along with you as we talk local and national sports. And that's exactly what we have on tap for you today. We're going to be joined by Emory Lady Spartans soccer coach Eric Nielsen. Now, the Lady Spartans are going into their second year of existence. Last year, in their very first year, this team managed to win five games total, three games in region play, which was good enough for third place. They go to the state tournament in their first year of existence. And so now expectations a little bit bigger for this team going into their second year. They have a lot of juniors. They have a lot of sophomores. And Coach Nielsen will join us coming up here in just a bit. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, we'll talk some Olympics today. We'll also talk some NFL football. You know, the Denver Broncos have named their starter going into the preseason.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos have named their starter for preseason, so we'll see how it plays out. Both those guys will have a chance in the preseason, and we'll see when opening day rolls around who gets the nod.
I think it's a three-way deal right now, a three-way competition. But Mark Sanchez will be the starter going into the preseason for the Broncos. And, again, which is Thursday, we're 2 days away from getting some preseason football. We'll talk a bit about that in just a bit. I did have a complaint yesterday about ruining some of the Olympic coverage for the night. I'm sorry, I apologize. I know a lot of it is on tape delay, but it's still fun to watch. Tonight, you'll get a chance to watch Michael Phelps. 7:28, Phelps is going to be back into the pool, and he's going for the gold in the 200 butterfly. He took second in this event last night. He paced himself. I don't know if you watched it or not. He didn't even try to win in the final 100 meters. He just kind of paced himself. He's set to go tonight. I would expect Michael Phelps to win the gold. If he does, that would be 20 gold medals.
It's incredible.
I'm blown away by this guy. I mean, really, you talk about individual athletes that you just love. I love Michael Phelps. I love to watch this guy swim. He's like a fish when he's in the water. It's amazing to me. And then we got to look at his temperament last night.
In the zone.
When you had an opposing swimmer, I guess, trying to psych him out. Yeah, because you're going to psych out a guy who's won 19 gold medals. I think it's virtually impossible to do.
Yeah, nice try, buddy.
But Michael Phelps tonight, 7:28. Make sure you watch him go for the gold in the 200 butterfly. I'm excited for it. The USA did win gold in women's gymnastics. The U.S. women's team won the gold medal today. Their score was 184.89. It was more than 8 points ahead of the silver medalist in Russia. The Summer Olympics are awesome.
Yeah, they're fun.
It is. It's so much fun to watch as we take a look at the current medal tracker. The U.S. right now has the most medals. They're sitting at 22, still behind China in gold medals. U.S. only has 6 gold medals compared to 7 for China. The U.S. does have the most silver medals so far out of the Olympics with 8, and they also have the most bronze in 8 as well. Hopefully Michael Phelps will help that count by the end of the night, definitely. But Team USA, you know they're going to get 2 in basketball. We know that, right?
Yeah, they got basketball locked up. Michael Phelps should lock up tonight. So, yeah, USA continues to dominate the Summer Olympics.
We hope they have it in basketball. And if you've been following the men's basketball team, or if you haven't, well, then we'll talk about them for just a second.
Final seconds, and that will do it. The United States goes to 2-0 with a convincing 113-69 win.
Yeah, it was convincing. The second half, the final three quarters, I guess we could say it was convincing. Team USA did not look good in the first quarter. And I'm going to be critical of them because Venezuela scored 18 points on this team in the first quarter, and I know they got rolling. They outscored them 30-8 in the second, but then it was 27-25 in the third, and then they blew them out in the fourth, 38-18, to grab a 113-69 win. That looks great on paper. All I'm saying is Team USA cannot have quarters like that against better squads. You go up against Spain, and you allow them to play even with you for two quarters, odds are you're going to be in a dogfight at the very end of that game, and that can't happen, not with a team that's built like this. Now, you look at it, the best player on Team USA this year so far, it's been Paul George. He's been the best player for Team USA. He was very efficient yesterday. In 20 minutes of action, he scored 20 points. He was 6 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from downtown. He's been the most consistent player on this team. Kevin Durant, who didn't miss a shot yesterday, only took 5 shots in 25 minutes of action, also had 5 assists. 5 shots for Kevin Durant? I don't care if this is a team that's 12 deep. That guy right there needs to be shooting the ball more than 5 times a game, and I'm sure he will when we go toe-to-toe with Spain. But Travis, to me, it's unacceptable. Venezuela?
Yeah.
Really? You play even with them for two quarters?
Yeah, they're one of the worst teams in this tournament, and you let them hang around in that first quarter before you kind of turn it on. I think they just went through the motions in that first quarter, and they got caught by surprise, 18-18 after one in that third quarter again. Just, I think they just get lazy at times, and they just think they don't have to try as hard.
Well, their next game will be tomorrow. They'll take on Australia, and there's some names on the Australia roster that you will recognize. Aaron Baines, Joe Ingles, Andrew Bogut, Patty Mills, Matthew Dellavedova, David Anderson. So there's some familiar names on that Australia team. Australia right now is a perfect 2-0. They beat Serbia 95-80 yesterday, and so tomorrow Team USA will go toe-to-toe with Australia, and that's what we're looking at for men's basketball as far as the Olympics go. Carmelo Anthony caught up with the media last night. He did talk about the slow performance for Team USA, and he said, you know, they got to get a little better.
We wasn't expecting to be like that. I think once we settled down, made our adjustments to the way that they was calling the game, the way that Venezuela wanted to play the game, and that second quarter, we picked it up defensively and turned it around.
I don't have the audio from Paul George, but he also addressed it last night, and he said exactly what I said. We can't allow this to happen against some of the better countries.
Yeah, you can't let that happen, and they won't, hopefully, moving forward, let that happen again. And speaking of Melo, passed Michael Jordan now for most Olympic points, what, third all-time?
If you look at the preliminary round groups right now, the standings, Australia and Team USA, the only two unbeatens in Group A. And again, they'll go toe-to-toe tomorrow. So they're at 2-0. France is 1-1. Serbia is 1-1. China and Venezuela both 0-2. That's how Group A stacks up. And then you look at Group B. Argentina, they're at the top at 1-0. Brazil is 1-1. Croatia is 1-0. Lithuania 1-0. Nigeria is 0-1. And Spain is actually 0-2. So there are some squads that you have to watch out for. Argentina is going to be a very solid team. They always are. You look at a guy like Marc Gasol, probably sitting there right now thinking, what's happening with my country as far as Spain goes? They're always a perennial contender. This year, they've had their problems so far. That's a quick recap of what's happening right now in the Olympics. I'll be honest, those are the two main sports that I've been following, basketball and swimming. I can't get enough of them. Although I did watch a documentary, a quick little documentary today that I highly recommend. It was on Bleacher Report, about Michael Johnson, and when Michael Johnson was just brilliant in the 96 games in Atlanta.
Gold shoes.
Where he came out with the gold shoes. It was awesome to watch. That was just an awesome documentary where Michael Johnson won 2 gold medals that year. He called a shot with his gold shoes. Yeah, that's great. You start watching that kind of stuff, you really feel the nostalgia of the Olympic Games. Let's take a look at what's happening throughout the remainder of the national sports scene. This is some sad news, especially for some Texas Ranger fans. The career of Prince Fielder, it's likely over. This is according to ESPN. The career of Prince Fielder likely over as he is medically disabled and doctors will not clear him to play. That's according to Fox Sports that first broke the story. The Rangers are planning to hold a news conference tomorrow to announce the news. He hasn't played since July 19th after an MRI revealed herniated discs in his neck and just above an area that was repaired about 2 years ago. According to Fox Sports, Fielder had season-ending neck surgery last month. He was only batting .212, had 8 home runs, 44 RBIs this season. He has 319 career home runs in 12 years for the Brewers, Tigers, and Rangers. Not the same Prince Fielder that we got to watch 3 or 4 years ago.
No, not a guy that was an all-star playing at a high level who got that big contract from the Rangers. And if this is the end, he ends his career with the same amount of home runs as his father.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
Seventh overall pick back in 2002. So Prince Fielder's baseball career likely over, ending around the same time as Alex Rodriguez and even Mark Teixeira as well. We're saying goodbye to a lot of guys.
David Ortiz. On their way out. Yeah, it's getting old.
Yeah, it's a different generation of baseball players up and coming. Let's take a look at the schedule as far as Major League Baseball goes today. Well, we have one game going on live right now. Texas up 7-5 over the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies were a good story there for a moment, but like I said, I didn't expect that to last. 5 o'clock, we get Cleveland at Washington, San Diego at Pittsburgh. The Blue Jays will play host to Tampa, and we get New York at Boston, Arizona at the Mets, the Marlins will play host to the Giants, who had a beautiful comeback last night.
Yo, Crawford has 7 hits in that game.
7 hits. Finished with 7 hits in that contest. That's pretty stellar.
Yeah, that's a good night at the plate.
We get the Angels at the Cubs at 6:05. Atlanta will take on Milwaukee. Houston will be at Minnesota. The White Sox on the road to take on Kansas City. Cincinnati at St. Louis. 8 o'clock hour, we get Baltimore at Oakland. Detroit at Seattle. And the nightcap, it'll be the Phillies at the Dodgers. And, of course, that NL West race, so interesting right now. The Dodgers and the Giants battling it out back and forth. We've got to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We will talk some NFL football a little bit later. After the local sports update, we'll talk to Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory High Soccer Squad. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.
There are few things that are as smooth as a drive to the basket for 2 points.
Bailey breaks Lucondo's ankle, drives for 2, fouls 1.
Experience that same feeling off the court in your automobile with a trip to J&D Automotive in Castle Dell. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. So if your car is running rough and you need a diagnosis, or if you're in need of one specific part to finish the job yourself, head to J&D Automotive in Castle Dell.
Hi, I'm Casey Quinn with Tatton and Meller Insurance. We all know the best game is a combination of the players, the X's and O's, and the end score. Your insurance also requires these same elements. The players, you and I, the X's and O's, your coverage, and the end score, your peace of mind. The playbook consists of many different options. As a trusted choice independent insurance agent, we have the options you need with multiple carriers to make sure your game is where you want and need it to be. Give me a call today, 435-637-1848.
Reporting from the KOA Elwood 039 FM Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. Coming up on September 24th, it'll be the Millsite Fishing Derby. Make sure you participate in this great event. You'll have a chance to win some great prizes and some serious cash. Cash prizes will be paid out to first, second, and third place, as well as an hourly prize for the biggest fish. You'll also be entered into a drawing that'll be held after the derby. The sponsors for the event will be Cabela's and Sportsman's Warehouse. First place for the fishing derby will be $1,000, second place $750, third place $500, and a $100 prize to the hourly biggest fish. The cost to register is just $50 per participant. That will include one drawing ticket. Online registration is currently available at finsandfurguiding.com. It's also on that website. You'll get a full list of the rules for the tournament. Entries are limited to the first 125 participants, so register soon before the spots are filled. If you have any questions, contact Zach at 801-915-0355. Again, that's the Millsite Fishing Derby on September 24th. Coming up this Saturday will be the annual Carbon County Search and Rescue Demolition Derby, which will be held in conjunction with the Carbon County Fair. The event itself is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m., and according to Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood, this year's Demolition Derby will be the biggest it's ever been, as over 40 cars have already registered for the event. Now, if you would like to participate in the event, there is still time to get registered and time to put your car in. All you have to do is head down to Tire King and make sure you pay the $25 entry fee. And then you're set to go for Saturday night's event. The drivers and pit crew meeting will begin at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, and then again the Derby will begin at 3 p.m. For more information on the event, visit the Carbon County Fair's website at ccfairyw.com. On Thursday, the high school soccer season will begin for the Emory Lady Spartans as they begin their second year of existence. Now, last season, the Lady Spartans finished 5-7 overall, 3-5 in league play, and they qualified for the state tournament before falling to Mazer Prep. Today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, Emory Lady Spartans soccer coach Eric Nielsen will be a guest. He'll join us to talk a little bit about the team and how he expects them to improve going into year two. Again, the Emory Lady Spartans will travel on the road Thursday to take on Provo on the soccer field. Coach Eric Nielsen will be a guest today on KOAL's Drive Time Sports. You can find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com, and you can also find archived audio from the Coach's Corner by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com and clicking on the Drive Time Sports link. Reporting from the KOAL 103.9 FM Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Hot wings, pizza, fried chicken. What's your favorite snack while watching TV? No matter what you like to snack on, Smith's Food and Drug has you covered. Stop into the Hot Deli where you'll find a lot of prepared foods ready to enjoy. Barbecued rotisserie and fried chicken, corn dogs, potato salads, pasta salads, and baked beans. Fresh sliced meats and cheeses are just some of the great things that you'll find at your neighborhood Smith's Food and Drug. Check Smith's out today and remember the short line guarantee. If there are two or more people in line, Smith's opens another check stand.
Every time I walk through the doors at Big Don's, it's like I've entered my own little Italy, with a twist, of course. You see, there's pizza, and then there's Big Don's pizza. You'll know exactly what I mean when you try the Mexican Fiesta. It's like a top-notch taco on a pizza, or the Hawaiian Luau. One bite of the shredded ham or the fresh pineapple, and you're walking the beaches of Waikiki. Or my personal favorite, the Greek Street. Greek sausage, spinach, artichokes, feta cheese. What's not to love? Pizza's not just pizza at Big Don's. Located at 170 West, 100 South.
For over 50 years, News Talk KOAL's Barter Bar has helped listeners buy, sell, and trade from everyday common items to the unusual. You'll hear it on Barter Bar. Holding a yard sale? Looking for furniture? Or want to trade your car? Put it on Barter Bar, online and on air. Barter Bar, a Castle Country tradition. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on News Talk 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. KOAL.
What you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 103.9 FM, 7:50 AM. Coach's Corner, Tuesday edition of the show. We're going to talk soccer for this particular segment. Now, last year, the Emory Lady Spartans participated in their first ever soccer season. They finished third in the region. They went on to state. They were a one-and-done losing to Mazer Prep, but nonetheless, they put forth a fantastic effort last season. A lot to build on going into 2016, and joining us right now over the phone, we have head coach Eric Nielsen to talk a little bit about the beginning of the season, which will kick off on Thursday. Coach, great to hear from you again. Great to get you back on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jordan. I always enjoy being on your show, so this is good.
Yeah. We look forward to talking some soccer, Coach. And last year, I mean, we were talking about the beginning of the high school girls program. I can't believe that was a year ago already. We're getting set for the second year. Coach, we'll go back and visit that first year before we dive into what's up and coming this season. Now that you had another offseason under your belt and you were able to work with some more girls, and I'm sure the popularity of the sport is now starting to pick up a little bit at Emory High School, you look back on that first year. How do you assess it now? Is it any different than it was at the end of last season?
Oh, I think... You know, as we talked at the end of last season, we had a lot of success, and you kind of asked what I wanted that team to be remembered for, and I think it's the same. I think that I want them to be remembered for coming and working hard and starting a winning tradition here at Emory High School, and looking forward to this season. The girls this year have put in a lot of work and a lot of effort over the summer and expect to have the same thing this year.
Now, you guys did win five games, if I remember correctly, overall last season. You did get a berth into the state tournament, which is unbelievable for a first-year program. I think it speaks volumes to the athletes that we have in Emory County. But you guys did play a lot of underclassmen last year, Coach, which looks better and better going into the next two seasons for the team.
Yeah, it really does. And, this year we have like nine of our starters that are returning. A lot of girls that got a lot of experience on the varsity level. Even this year, the majority of our varsity team is still juniors and sophomores, and with one senior. And so this year is going to be really good. And even next year, we're still building. We're still building on that team from the first year. So I think we have a lot of good things to come.
If you look at the statistics from last year, we had Morgan Herdsman and Sarah Swayze that led the team in goals, and then Presley Brinkhurst and also Addie Healy, they were right there behind. And so you guys kind of spread the love around as far as the goals on the team go. Coach, who were some of the players that you're expecting the most out of this season at the varsity level?
You know, really, all the girls, I think. Soccer is a team sport, and you are going to have a leading scorer. You are going to have a girl with the most assists. But really, we try to be focused on the team as a whole, and I think that all these girls have put in the same time and the same effort, and really expect to see some good things out of all of them.
Out of those returners that you're talking about, the ones that you expect to see a lot of good things out of, Coach, what was the excitement level like for them, knowing that they went to the state tournament last season, the excitement level during the off season? Have you noticed it?
Excitement level, the commitment level is way up. And all these girls are excited to get going with our season and really, really show people what we're capable of.
How important is depth, especially at the two-way classification?
Oh, I think it's important. In soccer, there's 11 girls on the field. Really, you need to have about 14, I think, that are at that higher level. And we've got it. You know, I really believe that. And the athletes here, you kind of mentioned it earlier on the show, but we have athletes at Emory High School. And these girls, they're all very athletic. And I feel like I can put just about any of them on the field, and there's not much of a letdown. They can keep that high level of intensity and that high level of play with anyone they play with.
Again, our guest right now is Emory Lady Spartans soccer coach Eric Nielsen as we talk about the upcoming 2016 season, which will kick off this week. Coach, you talk about the athletes at Emory High. As far as the involvement from other sports, especially at a smaller school, I know you kind of have to rely on some of these athletes to play multiple sports. Do you have a good combination of that on this year's team, or is it more just, girls that are focused on soccer?
You know, there's a pretty good mix. The athletes, like you said, at the smaller schools, these 2A schools, they're involved in everything, and even not just sports. They're involved in all the activities that go on at the school. So it's kind of a balance, it's kind of a balancing act, because you want them to be involved in everything else, but they also need to be committed to soccer as well during our season right now. But I think it's great. I think it's great for them to be involved. We do have a core of girls where soccer is kind of their specialty sport, and that's what they're focused on. So I think it's a good combination. It's good to be involved.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the schedule earlier on. You said that the freshman team will get moving tomorrow, and then on Thursday, the varsity team will travel to Provo. So the season, it's definitely upon us.
It is, yeah. It's crazy. It's been a year since we've been going, and I think we're ready to go, though. The girls have been working hard. We've had all week last week to get going, a couple days this week, and we're off and running. And, that's the way it goes, so I think we'll be ready, though.
So you guys go to Provo on Thursday, and then next, it'd be Tuesday, you guys will take on JUAP. First home game of the season next Thursday against Union?
That's right.
Is there a particular game on the schedule that you can kind of sense the girls are really looking forward to? I know Carbon is also this month, and then you guys get, you know, North San Pete towards the end of the month as well. I mean, is there a particular game that stands out to you, or have the girls kind of strayed away from that?
You know, they're not really looking at a specific game. I think they're excited for all the games. Here, starting off with Provo right now, we're heading up. We get to play on a turf field in there. Stadium up there in the city, and I think that's going to be fun. It's a later game, later in the evening, and so I think right now we're just kind of focused on that first game. We're going to go up and show Provo what we can do and have a good time there.
Let's look at the region for just a second, Coach. Region 15. You got Emory, Grand, Gunnison, Manti, and North Sevier. It's a pretty good region. We know that Manti is always a very good squad. What did you learn about this region last year, and what do you expect this season?
You know, we learned last year as a team, we can compete with this region. We tied for third last year. We had a very competitive game over at Gunnison to finish off our region last year. And that was the biggest thing, I think, is we're right there with these teams. We can be competitive. And we kind of talked about that last year as we progressed through our first season. Finally, at the end of the year, we were being competitive with these upper echelon of teams. I think to start our season now, we're going to start at that level and, you know, I expect to be competitive with Manti this year and be pushing for region.
Now, that's always the, I guess, the big kicker in that first year. I'm sure there was some uncertainty in the girls' minds, but once you guys go out and you continue to get better and better and better, I'm sure now they know that they can play. There's a difference, right, Coach, from going into a game saying, I think we can win, to going into a game saying, we're going to win.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, last year there was a lot of unknown. This year the girls are here. They know what they're capable of, and they know that they can get better. As we faced that Manti team twice and then our playoff game at Mazer, you know, it can be disheartening to lose by a lot of goals, but these girls, they kind of recommitted to themselves and said, we want to be like this team, so let's go to work and become better, become like these teams, be competitive with them.
And we were talking about this on the show yesterday. It just seems like soccer is getting more and more popular each year in the Castle Country. Kids are taking more of an interest, Coach, it seems like, every year.
Yeah, they are. And, it's been a good thing. A lot of these girls, you know, a lot of them are involved in other sports and things, and a lot of them aren't. It's nice for them to have this soccer as a sport that, you know, can be their sport, their specialty, give them something to be involved in. I think it's been great for our area.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Coach, before I let you go, as far as your staff this year goes, who can we see on the sidelines with you?
Yeah, I've got Fiore Allred and Aaron Herdsman helping this year, and they helped last year. They've been great, great support for the girls. You know, they know the game. They know how to work with these high school kids, and I think we're a good team.
Yeah, continuity is important at this age group, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Continuity is very important at this age group. It seems like that's something that Emory has pretty much across the board in every athletic sport.
Oh, yeah. It makes a huge difference when you can get along as a staff, be able to work with the girls in a good, positive way. Makes a huge difference going forward. And I attribute a lot of our success to that and to these other coaches. They've just been great.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on and talk a little bit about the team. I definitely appreciate the time. Best of luck Thursday as you guys travel to Provo. And hopefully we can get you on next week and recap a couple of games and prepare for that first home opener.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. Thanks, Jordan.
Coach Eric Nielsen, once again, of the Emory Lady Spartans soccer squad, talking about the start of the season. Again, it will be Thursday as the team travels on the road. They'll take on Provo. First home game will be a week from Thursday, and they'll play host to Union. Plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we'll move over to the national sports scene. KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 a.m.
It's not too late to enroll at USU Eastern for the fall semester. USU Eastern has many degree options for many different individuals. Have you ever thought, I don't think I can afford to go to college? Well, here's a thought. You don't know if you can afford it if you don't look into it. Whether you're a student fresh out of high school or anyone else that has thought about going to college, call 613-5616 today and take the first step to a new beginning. Make sure to ask about financial aid options through FAFSA. Get off the procrastination train and head to USU Eastern. Let them help transform your life.
You've worked and cooked all week long. Insist that your other half takes you to the Cowboy Kitchen in Wellington for the Saturday night special. This is Ty at the Cowboy Kitchen. Each Saturday, we offer a different five-course meal consisting of appetizer, soup, salad, entree, and dessert for only $24.25. Want a night out in the middle of the week? Every Wednesday, I create a unique pasta dish complete with soup, salad, and bread for only $14.95. At the Cowboy's Kitchen, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We open at 7 a.m. and close at 10 p.m., close at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Do your employees get frustrated waiting for their computers to load? Does it take forever to upload photo or video files to your website? Emory Telecom's Extreme Internet is a surefire way to increase your employees' happiness, as well as your customers. Emory Telecom has internet at just the right speeds for business with 3 employees or max speeds for larger businesses. Ethernet connections are available for businesses with multiple locations. Don't let your slow internet cause your workforce to become unproductive or unprofitable. Call for Extreme Internet from Emory Telecom today, 613-9605.
The temperatures are heating up, and nothing goes better with hot summer days than ice cream from KFC and A&W. Take the kids down to KFC and A&W, and they can choose an ice cream cone, root beer freeze, or a polar swirl. And you can get a mug of ice-cold root beer for you. You'll be a hit when you show up at the family picnic with a gallon of KFC and A&W's famous homemade root beer. Or just take the family out to dinner at KFC and A&W for the best burgers in town. Summer is the best time to get to KFC and A&W.
Some people like long drives to spend more. Others like to shop local for a great deal every day at Tony Basso GM. You'll get the best price or get $500.
Hi, Eastern Utah. This is Carly, housekeeper Doris at Tony Basso GM. I'm the new girl at the dealership. If you're looking for a fast, low-pressure buying experience, I'm your girl. Give me a call, 435-650-4334. That's 435-650-4334.
The best price, a great deal, locally, every day at Tony Basso GM.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Let's talk about one team here on Drive Time Sports that we spend very little time talking about. It's the Cleveland Browns.
And why would we?
Hey, you know what? I actually think there's a lot of positives for the Cleveland Browns going into this next season.
I still think they're going to stink.
They may not be very good this next season, but it's a complete rebuild. And I think if you go about it in the right way, the Browns could be very good here in the next couple of years. I love Hugh Jackson.
Good hire.
It's a great hire. I don't know why Hugh Jackson wanted that job. If they give him ample time, I definitely think he could do some good work there. They made it official today. Hugh Jackson names Robert Griffin III his starting quarterback over Cody Kessler. But Griffin, he's going to join a list of Cleveland Brown quarterbacks. I mean, they've had so many. He's 25 since 1999.
Whew.
Here's the list. Tim Couch, Ty Detmer, Doug Peterson, Spurgeon Wynn, Kelly Holcomb, Jeff Garcia, Luke McCown, Trent Dilfer, Charlie Fry, Derek Anderson, Ken Dorsey, Brady Quinn, Bruce Gronkowski, Colt McCoy, Jake DeLome, Seneca Wallace, Brandon Whedon, Thaddeus Lewis, Jason Campbell, Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel, Connor Shaw, Josh McCown, Austin Davis, and now Robert Griffin.
It's a long list of quarterbacks who have failed.
Yeah, a lot of them. They're not the only team with a new starting quarterback. Get a load of this. Tom Brady, of course, will be done for the first 4 games, which means Jimmy Garoppolo will take the helm. So I just went over all of the names of the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback since 1999. Since 1999, here's the list of starting quarterbacks for the New England Patriots. Drew Bledsoe, Matt Cassel, Tom Brady, and now it'll be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, Drew Bledsoe, who we all know went out with that hit against Mo Lewis, which opened the gate for Tom Brady, which signaled Drew Bledsoe's end.
Well, hey, you know what? One thing that a lot of people forget, and I know you're a Tom Brady freak, give Drew Bledsoe his credit because they don't get to the Super Bowl without Drew Bledsoe.
No,
remember, Tom Brady was hurt in the AFC Championship game that year,
yeah,
and Drew Bledsoe helped propel them in a road victory over the Steelers, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and then the rest is history from there. But yeah, Drew Bledsoe was very good. It's just he had some bad luck getting hit on the sideline by a Moles in that Jets-Patriot game where it, what, shattered his ribs, and then Tom Brady's inserted, so it's just a bad break.
It's ironic that that happens, and again, the Tom Brady era, I know that Tom Brady was fantastic that year, don't get me wrong, but the legend of Tom Brady begins with his Super Bowl victory over the Rams.
Yep, that's where it all started.
And he got his starting gig because of an injury. The Rams were in the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner as their starting quarterback, who also got his starting gig because of an injury. Trent Green tearing his ACL 2 seasons before that Super Bowl.
It's Chiefs, right?
Chargers.
Chargers.
In the preseason. And so, yeah, it's kind of ironic. But you look at the list of quarterbacks, 25 since 1999 for the Browns, and 3 for the New England Patriots. And look, that right there tells you all you need to know. I mean, that's why that's the main problem. That has been one of the main problems in Cleveland. I think they've had some capable quarterbacks, but the key is putting a team around them. Now, really, Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell, they could give the Browns a 1-2 punch. I love Corey Coleman coming out of Baylor. If Josh Gordon, who's going to also serve a 4-game suspension, if he can get back in shape, Josh Gordon was an elite wide receiver before he kind of went off the deep end. If that guy can get his head straight and back in shape, there's weapons for RG3. And Redskin fans are hard on RG3. They like to make jokes about RG3. Let me be frank, Washington Redskin fans. Your team is a joke. Okay, that's a franchise that's a joke. And it starts at the top with your owner.
Your owner's an idiot. Plain and simple, he's an idiot.
You know I'm a big RG3 fan. I've been an RG3 fan. I think this guy can play football. And I think if you put the right players around him, RG3 will be productive in Cleveland. To me, this is a no-brainer. Here's Hugh Jackson talking about RG3 being named the starting quarterback.
I think everybody's seeing him get better and better every day. You know, and I'm not surprised. You know, I think, again, we're trying to create the right environment for him to be all he can be. And I think he's working hard, extremely hard, because this is something he really wants to do. And obviously, we still got work to do, but I think he's done a great job thus far. But there's still some ladders to climb, and we're going to keep climbing. I think the biggest area he's growing is just his confidence in playing a position. You know, I think you got to know how to play quarterback in the National Football League. And, you know, Pat and myself, you know, we pride ourselves in getting guys ready to play. And so he's accepted every challenge we've given him.
Hugh Jackson's a guy that can get RG3 going in the right direction. You know, it's like the conversation we have about DeMarcus Cousins. Nobody who follows the NBA or who writes for the NBA honestly believes that DeMarcus Cousins is not one of the top 3 best bigs in the league, because he is. The question isn't, can DeMarcus Cousins play? The question is, can DeMarcus Cousins be productive outside of a toxic situation in Sacramento? And what RG3 had in Washington was toxic. This guy took them to a 9-6 record his rookie year. He finished 9-6 as a starter. Next year, you go 3-10. Was never healthy.
No, it wasn't.
2014, completion percentage was about 68%. I think he started 7 games that year, went 2-5. But the Redskins were bad. And it's not all, like I said, the Redskins franchise is young. I'm not a Dan Snyder fan at all. And the Redskins have set the bar for mediocrity for quite some time now. And I understand that Kirk Cousins stepped in and they were a completely different team, and that's okay, because sometimes when a situation is toxic for a quarterback, it becomes toxic for the other 10 guys on the offensive unit, and that may have been the case in Washington. Don't let that stray you from thinking that RG3 can't play quarterback in the NFL. He can. I think RG3 is going to be pretty productive this season with Cleveland. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he has Hugh Jackson. I think it was a perfect scenario. I thought for a long time that the idea place for RG3 to land would be L.A. because he's a name, he's an exciting quarterback, he's a likable guy. When he's right, he's exciting. The perfect spot for RG3 is Cleveland with somebody like Hugh Jackson. I think that's a perfect spot for him. RG3 says it's an honor to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
You know, like I said, it's an honor. It's an honor to be, you know, 1 of 32 in this league. So you take that, you respect that, and you continue to go out and work and try to get better.
I'm all for it. I'm optimistic. I'm an RG3 guy. I like him. I think he can't play the game of football. I think Washington Redskins fans were too tough on him. I think it became a situation to where maybe it was good for a mutual part. Both sides needed to move on. Look, this is how I know RG3 can still play football. He was a quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And remember the chatter of him going to play for the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
That was a legitimate conversation. Division rival was interested in RG3. This guy can still play. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks that Cleveland has had in quite some time. Again, I don't need to go over the list.
Yeah, health is his main concern.
Can he stay healthy?
Yeah, and that's the only thing that's going to prevent this guy from succeeding in Cleveland is health, because he has all the tools at the head coaching position that he didn't have in Washington.
I agree. I think he can play. I mean, we're on the same page. Can RG3 play?
Because there was teams at Dallas, the Rams, the Jets, that all... And probably
They had some interest in him.
Because they know that he can play, and he just had to get out of Washington because, like you said, it's a toxic place. And you'll see the difference in this guy in Cleveland than you did in Washington.
I hope. I really hope, because I'm rooting for RG3 to succeed. Speaking of quarterbacks, the Denver Broncos said that Mark Sanchez will start Thursday when the team travels on the road to take on the Chicago Bears. Trevor Siemian was in the running for the starting quarterback spot. Second-year man out of Northwestern. I believe the Broncos drafted him in the 7th round. And then you have rookie Paxton Lynch, who they used a first-round pick on. Lynch will play the second half of the game. Gary Kubiak... Again, here's a former quarterback himself talking a little bit about naming Mark Sanchez the starting quarterback. He says, look, one will play first, second will play second, third will play third. It's that simple. I don't know how long Mark Sanchez remains the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, but to me it was a no-brainer. And again, it's a name that I think a lot of people are very, very hard on. I think that Mark Sanchez picks up a lot of unfair criticism. The one play that he's known for is the butt fumble. And look, that could have happened to any quarterback.
That's just what the Jets do.
It goes beyond the Jets. That could have happened to Tom Brady. It could have.
Yeah, but it's because it's the Jets and it's Mark Sanchez.
And because it's Mark Sanchez.
And it's just a situation that they just keep replaying over and over. It's so old.
Now, by no means is this guy a... By no means is he a star in this league. But I think he could be a good placeholder because, again, the Broncos are going to be relying on defense. I am very curious to watch Paxton Lynch play, though, on Thursday. Very, very curious to watch him play. Here's a kid that a lot of people thought would have been the number one quarterback selected in this year's draft before Jared Goff just started to skyrocket because of the tools and the tangibles. And then he had Carson Wentz, who just has the physical build. But Paxton Lynch was a guy that a lot of writers and a lot of people that I had talked to thought he would be a top 15 pick. The Broncos got a steal on him. And I'm always really interested to watch a rookie quarterback, regardless what round he was selected in. To me, that's probably the most interesting thing out of preseason, is watching quarterbacks and how they get acclimated to a new system, how they handle it, you know, a much expanded playbook. So Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian is going to be an interesting battle for the second spot. Mark Sanchez is going to be the starter in Denver. I expect Siemian to be the second string. I expect Lynch to be the third string. Not saying things couldn't change up, but the one thing that Mark Sanchez has working for him that RG3 doesn't necessarily have working for him, the Broncos have a Super Bowl defense, and that's not what the Cleveland Browns have right now. But the quarterback carousel and stories in the NFL, and you can just continue to talk about that day after day after day. We're going to talk more NFL tomorrow. We're going to talk wide receivers. And speaking of the Cleveland Browns, when Josh Gordon returns from his 4-game suspension, what kind of production will you get out of that guy? Because again, he was elite at one point in time during his career. He was fantastic. He was right up there with Calvin Johnson 3 or 4 years ago. He was that good.
One of those top 6 receivers in the league before he went AWOL.
Apparently, he has to lose a little more weight. He's got plenty of time to do that because, again, he's going to get the first month of the season off. But we'll talk more wide receivers and NFL tomorrow here on Drive Time Sports. We'll pause for a quick commercial break. We're back to put the final touches on this edition of the show.
There is nothing better than loading the family in the SUV and heading out on a family vacation. The memories, the fun, and the time spent together. But if the money's a little short this year, Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help. Desert View has signature loans available to help your vacation dreams become a reality. It's as easy as talking to a loan officer. Call Desert View Federal Credit Union today, 687-2472.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Fawcett Mortuary asks, how do you want to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as the one that was fun and loving. I want to be remembered as someone who could share his amazement at being alive.
I would like to be remembered as a true friend.
I'd like to be remembered as someone who brought happiness to others.
It's your story to tell. What will be said about you? Call us today in Price at 637-1181 or in Castledale 381-2551 to learn more about the many benefits of advanced funeral planning.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-959-3635. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-959-3635. That's 1-800-959-3635.
Ever thought of the salesperson you bought your last vehicle from as your best friend? No? Then you have never bought a car from JN Auto in Huntington. At JN Auto, you'll find great vehicles that are still covered by a manufacturer warranty. That means you get a new vehicle without the outrageous new vehicle payment. JN Auto takes pride in making sure they keep their customers happy during every step of the sale, so your salesperson becomes your new friend. And even after you make your purchase, the team at JN continues to take care of you. JN Auto, making lifetime customers and friends.
Out to Hayward. He'll step back. Three. Bang! Big, big buckets down the stretch. 32 for Hayward. Hayward on a step back. Oh! Down she goes! Hayward, one big shot after another, and a career night for Gordon Hayward.
This is Gordon Hayward from the Utah Jazz, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Biscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
I want to talk about a poll that CBS ran. This one was pretty interesting. Because, you know, we're stuck in that weird phase right now where we have nothing but baseball. We have the Olympics as well. But we're still about a month, month and a half away from really talking some serious NBA basketball. We're just a couple of weeks away from the regular season of college football and the NFL. CBS ran a poll talking about the best NFL fan bases. They did a ranking system. Did you see this?
I have not.
This was interesting. I had to go through and read it all. What they did is they pulled their NFL writers, so the CBS NFL writers, and they put together their power rankings for fans. And number one, I don't think it's debatable. Like, a lot of people on social media don't like it, but I think it's a no-brainer. Who has the best fan base in the NFL?
Dallas.
Hands down. Like it or not. Here's the thing about the Cowboys. A lot of people get mad because they're America's least favorite team. That was according to a recent poll. Maybe so. But you either love the Cowboys or you hate the Cowboys.
You know the star.
You know the star, exactly. It's easy to bash Cowboy fans. People do it all the time. It's pretty easy to make an argument that they're the best team or the best fan base in football. Cowboy fans are passionate. Cowboy fans are very, very loyal. I have no problem with it.
No.
I think Dallas has the best fan base. Here's another reason why. Four of the top five selling jerseys in the NFL between March and May of this year, they were Cowboys players. One of them was Ezekiel Elliott. He hasn't even played a game in the NFL yet.
Yeah. I have no problem with Dallas. I think that's accurate.
Number two would be the Patriots. The Patriots are tied with Green Bay. I have a problem with the Patriots being there.
Green Bay should be two.
Here's the thing.
Solid two.
Well, here's the thing about New England. They've been so good for so long, it's easy to be a Patriot fan.
Yeah.
They've made it easy to be a Patriot fan. Because you've had the greatest quarterback or one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time for the last 15 years. It's easy to be a Patriot fan. Has not been easy to be a Dallas Cowboy fan.
No.
But they still are very loyal. They have Pittsburgh at number four. I could buy that. I'd probably even put Pittsburgh above New England.
Yeah, a lot of Pittsburgh fans.
Nationwide, they travel very, very well. Five would be Seattle.
Yeah, that's recent because of the success.
Six would be the Raiders.
Yes.
See, I think the Bears have got to be in.
Chicago is a very loyal.
They're very loyal. Yeah. They travel so well. I think you got to put the Bears fan base in the top five. Denver was 7. Bronco fans are passionate. I don't have to say anything about Bronco fans. They know. They're very passionate. Cleveland was 8. Isn't that something?
Yeah, Cleveland is very loyal to their teams, Indians, Cavs, and Browns.
They haven't been to the playoffs in the past 13 years, yet fans keep showing up to their games. And again, we went over the quarterbacks. We've talked about the Cleveland Browns a lot on this show, believe it or not. We went over their quarterbacks. Yeah, give them credit. The Bears came out at 9. The Eagles were 10. That's the top 10 for you. Niners didn't make the top 10.
Shocking.
Giants weren't in the top 10. Yeah, that was a fun article, interesting article. They ranked them. I'm going down the list right now and looking. Panthers were out of the top 15, so were the Jets, so were the Bengals.
Well, the Jets, they speak for themselves. A pretty crappy franchise.
Keep scrolling down. I'm curious to see where the Rams fall, because, again, that's a team that's in L.A.
L.A. doesn't. They care about the Lakers, that's it.
And the Dodgers.
And USC football. Those are their three.
And in all fairness, USC football attendance has been down over the last few years because they haven't been very good. Yeah. L.A. is a front-runner city. If you're successful, they will love you to the very end.
Yeah, it's the Lakers, Dodgers, and everybody else get in line. When you're good, we'll come watch you.
Rams were ranked 32, by the way.
Let them give it some time to build that.
Give them some time in L.A. Los Angeles is a fair-weathered city. They love their teams when they're winning. Proof of that is look at the Clippers.
Yeah.
Look at the Clippers. Nobody went to Clippers games. Billy Crystal was the only regular. Him and Clipper Daryl were the only regulars at Clipper games.
And that Frankie Muniz guy.
Now everybody loves the Clippers. I don't know. Fun little abstract piece. CBS Sports ranking the fan bases. I agree with them, though. Dallas Cowboys, in my mind, have the best fan base in the NFL. We're just about out of time. I want to thank Coach Eric Nielsen for joining us on the show. We're going to have more local sports talk tomorrow. You know what's the most thankful job in the world? Think about this before you answer it for a second. The most thankless job in the world. What is it?
I don't know, Jordan.
Is it a referee?
It's a tough job, and you will get criticized no matter what you do.
By one side, it is the most thankless job. You can do no right.
Up and down the court.
That's right.
Field, or whatever.
I don't ever talk politics on this show. Politician has a side that will that support him. Regardless, you're a Republican or a Democrat. Yeah, you're always going to have your support base. Referee doesn't have that. You got the referee that's on the court with you, and that's about it. Nobody likes the officials. When the officials come out on the field, they get booed. Nobody likes the referees. People who go and watch a game and have no idea, they have no clue the difference between offsides and a 5-yard face mask. They have no idea the difference between the two. They don't even know that it's 10 yards to get a first down. They will criticize the referee regardless, right? Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right, and it's always the referee's fault if your team loses.
Always. Most thankless job in America.
Well, if the refs... No.
Even people who know sports inside and out have a problem with the refs. Should I watch NBA basketball constantly? I have a problem with Joey Crawford. Well, and that guy was a referee for like 4 decades in the NBA.
He made a show up for himself, though.
But again, I'm somebody that loves basketball, yeah. And I had a problem with Joey Crawford. Anytime I go to a game or I watch a game and Joey Crawford would come out to referee, I'd shake my head and say, oh, crap, Joey Crawford tonight. Yeah, the first thing I'd say, that was unfair.
The NBA is probably the toughest for a referee.
It's the
toughest sport to gauge.
We're going to talk to a high school referee tomorrow. I think high school referees have it a little bit easier than the professionals. But the most thankless job in America, but it's fun. I've refereed several times football. I've refereed junior high. I've refereed junior high basketball. It's fun. It really is a fun gig. We're going to talk to a referee, a high school referee tomorrow. Tony Martinez is going to join us here on Drive Time Sports. I'm looking forward to that. And then on top of that, we'll also talk some more NFL football. Again, I want to get some wide receiver talk in there.
And Rob Ninkovich tore his triceps today in Patriot practice.
Horrible news for New England. Horrible news. We are just about out of time on this show today. Coming up next, it's NASCAR Live here on KOAL. Love NASCAR Live. Get you caught up with all the news happening in the world of NASCAR. That's coming up next. Travis and I will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Be safe. We are out.
You're listening to News Talk 103.9 FM, 750 AM, KOAL, Price, and translator K280AG, Price. Voice.